Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Let's see what we can do with making this a good day. It's Friday, July the 8th on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. It looks like the singers just dropped into a sinkhole, but that's a... Bye-bye, guys. See you later. All right, Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen at it for another... Well, let's see. There's the bright side most every hour, but in this hour, a couple of things that are distressing. Before we get to those, let's get to this 16-year-old boy, Jay, who's being hailed as a hero after he helps rescue four people. Car drives off... A boat launch. Hello, you're supposed to put boats off of a boat launch, not a car.
Well, and this is another instance of somebody paying more attention to GPS than the road. Granted, it was 2:30 in the morning. We don't know what kind of lights were around.
Doesn't make any difference. GPS will take you into a quarry if there is one nearby. I find it very distressing. Go around in a circle. I remember once I was trying to find a place in New York. I drove around the same neighborhood five times. Took me an hour to find something that was so sort of right in front of me, but I didn't know it. So anyway, this is the Pascagoula River, which is where they build some of the biggest warships in our country. It goes out onto the Gulf Coast. It is on the Gulf Coast. So this is in the middle of the night. How old are these kids? What? They're 16. They're teenagers, right?
Yeah. Well, the hero is 16. Corey and Evans. The three girls drive into the river. He happens to be in the area. He sees it, so he jumps in before police officers even responded. So he's already helping. One of his friends followed him and was trying to help get the girls onto the roof of the car because it went like 25 yards out before it started sinking. Mm-hmm. And a police officer arrives. He gets in to try to help as well. And he's taking one of the girls to shore when she panics. And we all know the story of if you're trying to help somebody who is in water and they panic, they could possibly take you down with them. And
sure,
that's what was happening. And Corian looks and sees that this officer is pretty much like underwater and struggling to breathe, and he goes over and helps. And so he basically helps all of these people, saves the three girls and the police officer. All four of them, the girls and the police officer, go to the hospital. They are treated, released, everything is good. He is a hero. The police officer is also was acknowledged for his bravery as well in jumping in the water. And 16 years old, didn't even give it a second thought, was just like, I've got to get out there and help these people.
Okay, a couple of observations from Captain Curmudgeon here. One of them, at 2:30 in the morning, what's a 16-year-old kid doing? Just, what was he, walking around? He was out for a stroll on his bicycle. What was he doing out? It's great that he was, because he saved these three girls. But my question about the girls is, what are they doing out at 2:30 in the morning? And why, this, another point here, there's a perception, especially among newer parents. Okay, you're old enough to drive, I'm giving you a car, which I think is one of the craziest notions you could come up with. The kids at that age are not responsible. They don't know what a car is all about. Most kids today haven't got a clue. As a matter of fact, I had an example of this. I was driving on one of the side streets off a main road in my hometown yesterday, and there was a car stopped in the middle of the road. On top of the car it says, Anderson Driving School, caution, student driver. In the middle of the road, stopped. So I waited, because I was trying to be patient. The youngsters are, when they go out on the road for the first time, usually, unless they've had some experience driving, which unfortunately kids don't have today because there's no place to practice. Sometimes fathers and mothers bring their children out to drive a little bit, if they can, if there's a place to do it, maybe on a Sunday morning in a big parking lot for a mall or something. But I learned to drive on the farm. I taught my children how to drive on the farm, and we didn't learn how to drive on cars. We learned how to drive on tractors. Okay, so that's not practical today. But what is practical is to teach, is to know yourself how your car or your truck runs. What makes it start? What makes it go? What makes it stop? And things like that are basic. But Kids are not taught that. They know the brake pedal, you press that, and it stops. It's kind of like where food comes from. It comes from a grocery store. Well, cars are powerful, they have powerful engines in them, they're powerful entities, and if you drive them at 50, 60, 70 miles an hour, there are consequences. And if you don't know about the consequences, then oftentimes you find out the hard way.
What?
Most of the body shops, the Geico Insurance Company will tell you, and so will the other big companies, Liberty Mutual, that most of the accidents, i.e. about 65 or 70% of them, are kids under the age of 18. Because they don't know how to drive.
Well, neither do adults. Let's spend any amount of time on the road, and we see that a lot of adults are on their phones.
Oh, I don't disagree.
And we've all been behind that person who needs to make a right-hand turn, but for whatever reason, they need to veer their car left into the other lane before they make that right-hand turn.
Yep, right, exactly. So I don't mind to throw cold water, pardon the pun, on this, but I'd like to further know why the girls were out on their own, and I'm guessing they were teenagers, although it doesn't say how old they are in anything that I've seen, but I'm guessing they probably were teenagers. This kid, good for him and good for them that he was there, but why is he out? Am I being old-fashioned? It's 2:30 in the morning. Is this a weekend night? Or is
Yeah, it's summertime. Yeah, it's not like there's school in the morning. Just hanging out.
Okay.
Sleep schedules change in the summer.
In the summertime, when the weather's fine, yada-da-da-da-da. Okay, so anyway.
That's a great song.
It is a good time. All right. The passing of James Caan, something that we will note in several different ways as we continue here on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Imagine buying a pair of sneakers and getting a soothing, gentle foot massage like you'd get during a relaxing pedicure just by walking. You might think this sounds too good to be true, but we think it sounds like Skechers' new Massage Fit sneakers. Because Skechers, the comfort technology company, has designed a unique innovation that makes it feel like you're pampering your feet with a gentle massage in every step. The secret is Skechers' new patented wave technology on the sole that gently massages your feet while you're walking around. It feels amazing and is so gentle you can wear them all day just like your other favorite Skechers sneakers. And not only will you be getting the massage, you'll also be getting Skechers' other famous comfort features, like a special luxury insole that offers extra support for 24/7 comfort. Plus, they come in a variety of fashionable styles, including lace-up and slip-ons, and they're machine washable for easy care. Get a bonus massage in every step with Skechers' new Massage Fit. Find them for men and women at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Now, you know, when it came to my KFC meal, I had to put some thought into it.
KFC, may I take your order?
So I started off with a warm and toasted brioche bun. Word of advice, do not sleep on brioche buns. They're French and they're fire. Come on. Now, for the star of the show. Have you ever seen such a beautiful chicken sandwich? You've got to make mine spice. Add a side of mac and cheese, secret recipe fries, ranch, and an ice-cold lemonade. And there you have it. Check out the new Jack Harlow meal at KFC.
Order ahead or on the KFC app today. Prices and participation may vary.
Have you ever noticed that when the afternoon light hits your floors, you can see everything, including dust?
So much dust.
And that poor dust gets kicked up into the air, compromising the quality of air you and your family breathe.
Eesh.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper is the fast and easy way to clean your floors with ultra-thick pads that trap and lock dust before it gets in the air. Just a couple minutes a day.
And dust is gone.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper. Proud partner of the American Lung Association.
This portion of the program brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Is your check engine light on? Do not ignore it. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and let their professional parts people scan your vehicle. Won't cost you anything. They'll retrieve the codes, discuss possible solutions, and even help you find a professional technician if that's what you need. They can even help you find a service center online. All you got to do to get started is go to O'ReillyAuto.com with two L's, O'ReillyAuto.com. Click on Find a Repair Shop. When you see a check engine light on your car, get the answers you need from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. O'Reilly. They didn't pay me to the jingle.
There should be extra there, though.
Yeah, that's right. There should be. O'Reilly. All right, 16 past the hour on the Friday Doug Steffen Good Day program. I was taken back when I first learned yesterday that James Caan had died. I remember him most markedly for the movie he was in with John Wayne. It pretty much started his career 60-some-odd years ago. It was El Dorado. I think he was 21 when he was in. He had a sawed-off shotgun. Yeah. I remember it was John Wayne used to like to produce movies with all these kids that were stars at the time. He did a movie with Ricky Nelson that was pretty similar to this in many ways. This particular movie, El Dorado, was El something else. Rio Bravo. No, it was Rio Bravo, I think. But anyway, the point is that he liked to have... He tried to get Elvis Presley to do a movie with him. I remember that. And it didn't quite work because Colonel Parker didn't like John Wayne. Anyway, another story for another day. So Brian's song also... That was really the saddest. My God, that was a sad movie.
Great film.
Right. And then he was in a television show about Las Vegas for, what, 8 or 9 years? I've forgotten how many years.
Yeah, it feels like that one went on for a while, and I think it's still in syndication.
Yeah.
And then he was Buddy the Elf's biological father, who was famously on the naughty list, Santa's naughty list.
So that recreated, that sort of brought him back to it with a younger crowd, didn't it, as I recall? I think it did.
I think so, yeah. He just, it seems like he was always doing something. There was always something he was working on for how many decades? The man was a screen legend.
For sure. Here's an overview of his life and his work.
American actor James Caan, who's best known for his Academy Award-nominated role in The Godfather, has died at the age of 82. Caan's nominations also include 4 Golden Globes, an Emmy, and an Oscar.
I enjoy working. I love to work with good people. I have more fun when I'm working and have a lot of laughs.
He was long ago honored with a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. His performances in Brian's Song, A Bridge Too Far, Thief, Misery, Dick Tracy, Gardens of Stone, Dogville, and as a fun project, Elf, will remain a part of modern day culture and movie history. He'll always be thought of as Sonny Corleone.
Nice college boy, huh? Don't want to get mixed up in the family business, and now you want to gun down a police captain because he slapped you in the face a little bit?
What made the picture successful and sort of timeless is that it really was not about, you know, the killing and the mob. It was all about family.
We remember James Caan.
And yes, for those who ask the question, is Scott Caan his son? All you got to do is take you don't. All you do is look at him.
Yeah.
And ask the question.
Very obvious. Those are strong genes.
Very much. Yep, exactly. So the passing of James Caan. Passing of the Japanese prime minister, or he was the former prime minister. I say he was because he's dead. He was shot during a campaign speech in Japan. The public broadcasting over there said he was shot during a rally, and he was 67. So I bring that up because the violence that we have had so prominently displayed in our country since, well, it's been a long time, but it seems to be more underscored this year because there have been over 300 shoot-em-ups where more than one person died in our country since the beginning of the year. And so we kind of think guns are not prevalent in Japan. Matter of fact,
I think probably some of the strictest gun laws there is. And especially a political figure, that's extremely, extremely rare.
Mm-hmm. So is the world just going crazy? Everybody just wants to shoot it up. If you don't like somebody, let's go shoot them. Or if something, is that the way we're going? And, yeah, I remember once there were two people, George Nobel, who invented dynamite and said he wished he never had, well, three of these. Nobel said he wished he never invented dynamite. Edward invented the atomic bomb. What was his last name? Not Edward, I was going to say Snowden. But whoever invented Edward something or other. And, and Colt, who more or less invented the modern gun. They said, I wished I hadn't done it. But anyway, it's just so wishing it doesn't make it so, I guess, in this circumstance. There's their story, latest violence. Sorry to end this segment with it, 21 after the hour.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Doug Steffen's Good Day Show.
Yeah, in the perfect world, if Doug Steffen were king, the world would have people deciding things based on its merits and not on the political influences or ramifications. This is a good idea. This is not a good idea. And I say that because that's the way I want the rest of the world to be like me.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcast.
It's 23 after the hour now. This is the Good Day program. The essence of what's going on with some of the folks who, in terms of social media, people that respond to things or people who are reading things that are trending. I'm going to read this story. We're going to tell you the story about Paul Rudd, the actor who did, I think this is another one of those selfless acts. And it only gets attention because of who did it, perhaps. We'll tell you the whole story after this.
It's finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ziprecruiter.com/free. That's ziprecruiter.com/free. ziprecruiter.com/free.
Here's the story of Paul Rudd, accomplished actor. I would say he has done some weird and strange things. Like when he was the Ant-Man. Remember that? Wasn't he the Ant-Man?
I love that movie. Yeah. That's great. He's been in so much, and he's one of those people that everybody loves him. Everyone in Hollywood loves to work with him. Fans are so thrilled when they see him because he's very personable and he's willing to talk with people. And this is just a story that kind of really goes with that. Do you remember the story? We discussed this. Brody Ritter, the 12-year-old who didn't have many friends at school, asked pretty much every single kid in his school to sign the yearbook. Two teachers, signed the yearbook, and he was just so devastated. And he signed the yearbook himself with a note of, like, make more friends and all this. And just it broke his mom's heart. And his mom shared that to a Facebook group because she wanted to not yell at other parents about, like, why your kid's being mean, but just the sense of, please teach your kids kindness. And then, of course, the media gets a hold of that. Older kids saw the note, or their parents showed them, and so upperclassmen all rallied around him, and they rallied around Brody and signed his yearbook. And before you knew it, all of the kids in his class were wanting to sign his yearbook, and he has all these friends now. Well, now a famous friend, Paul Rudd, heard about this story, and just his heart went out to Brody, and so he reached out, and they actually did this special FaceTime, and Brody didn't even recognize who Paul Rudd was at first. He just kind of stared at the screen until Paul Rudd was like, you may recognize me as Ant-Man, and then Brody was like, oh my goodness, yes, and they've developed this friendship where they text a lot, and they talk about pizza, and they share a favorite pizza place, and Paul Rudd even sent him this care package of different things that included Ant-Man stuff. And he even sent him a text saying, hey, I sent you a package, and I hope you love it, all this stuff. And Brody's like, my favorite superhero. And Paul Rudd's like, you're mine.
Yeah. Again, being selfless, I think, is what we all need to do a little bit more of. 28 after the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. The new generation of Mini models brings the brand's driving pleasure, user experience, and responsible attitude into a completely new era. The distinctive styling is also taking a huge leap forward with the fully electric next model generation. Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. The new generation of Mini models creating an intense user experience with sustainability and running through the Mini DNA. More automotive tech stories. The distinctive styling is also
the weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. The facial and endurance XT silicone wiper blades are a real world improvement for extreme weather performance, lasting two times longer than other blades. New facial and endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart. The weather can be unpredictable.
With friends, because they can be interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stool. It turns out I have EPI, or estrogen pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon, pancrolipase, an oral prescription medication that second-guessed pancreatic digestive enzymes. Interrupted by diarrhea, EPI due to cystic fibrosis, or chronic pancreatitis. Turns out I have EPI or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonoscopy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall. If you're allergic to pork or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints, call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonoscopy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring, blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, or allergy to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions.
Visit Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not drink calcium to fight off mouth irritations. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon. Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Roughly 300,000 children under the age of 5 years old have received at least one dose of a COVID-19 vaccine. That's according to a senior Biden administration official. This data comes on the heels of a holiday weekend with lots of families traveling and not thinking about a trip to the pediatrician while on vacation. They're expecting that the data could increase in the weeks ahead, especially ahead of the school year. The former Cleveland police officer who shot and killed 12-year-old Tamir Rice in 2014 abruptly resigned from a tiny police department in rural Pennsylvania. That is less than a day after the news of his hiring broke. Timothy Lohman was set to serve as the force's sole police officer in the township. This is USA Radio News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Actor James Caan, known for his role in The Godfather and other films over a long career, has died at 82. His family confirmed. Born in 1940 in Queens, New York, Caan worked in Hollywood for over 60 years, starting with guest roles on TV dramas like The Alfred Hitchcock Hour. He will be missed by his family, friends, colleagues, and fans. A Mississippi abortion clinic that was at the center of the U.S. Supreme Court offending abortion rights nationwide has closed its doors. Physicians at Jackson Women's Health Organization were trying to see as many patients as possible before today, when Mississippi will enact a law to ban most abortions. A judge denied the clinic's petition on Tuesday, suggesting that delaying the ban would, quote, clearly harm the state and its citizens by denying the public interest in enforcement of its law, end quote, in an 8-page opinion. The Pink House, what it's known as, has been doing abortions through 16 weeks, but under previous U.S. Supreme Court rulings, abortion was allowed to the point of fetal visibility at about 24 weeks. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, 34 at the hour on the Friday Doug Steffen Good Day program. Here's a note from Nikki, who lives on Maui. And she writes to us, I live on Maui and I love your show. Well, it would be nice if she had said, I love Maui and live with your show. As Jay Kirzner's laugh, she says, I had to laugh when I heard Doug trying to pronounce the king's name. Remember the other day we were talking
about
Kakamanga Dunga, whatever his name is. So. By the way, she didn't help me. Come on, Nikki, you could have syllabificated the name. King Ka, I think that's what they call him. That's what we call the big car dealerships here in New England, King Ka. But it's not the same as the
Where
King
you pack
Ka.
It in the lot.
Yes, packing it. Pack it. Pack the Ka in the yad. The have it yad at that. All right, here's the song, the celebratory, say that again, Doug. Wait a minute. There it is. National Strawberry Sunday Day. So we had National Blueberry Day. No, wait a minute. I got them confused. We had National Strawberry. Yeah, we had that like yesterday, I think, didn't we? Today.
National Strawberry Sunday Day. And you were requesting Blueberry Sundays.
Yes,
you wanted Blueberry Sundays. And you were even saying how blueberry is more in season right now. Well, it's not just National Blueberry Day. It's National Blueberry Month. Did you?
Whoa! Big time. Blueberries are so good for you. All fruits are really good for you. There are some naysayers, there's too much sugar in them, natural sugar. No. there's much more benefit to them than there is a negative side to strawberries. I can't think of a negative side for blueberries. Strawberries
be really tired.
Yeah, I guess. Well, if you pick them too soon, and that's what happens with the commercially grown blueberries that come from Driscoll's, and there's nobody bigger than Driscoll's, so I use Driscoll as an example. They pick them before they're ripe so they can ship them. Remember, it's all that stuff is grown for the most part in California, but some of the stuff is grown in Hawaii. Some of it, a little bit in Florida, but for the most part, it's in places where, yeah, there are a lot of people, but also people like strawberries in Montana and Mississippi and Missouri and West Virginia. And because these people have cornered the market, kind of like a lot of other stuff we talk about with regard to food. Well, I'm getting a negative out of what should be celebratory. Let's celebrate National Blueberry Day. The fact that it is juicy, if it's ripe, and this month they're pretty much they're everywhere. I didn't realize that blueberries were native to North America. They are referred to as a perennial flowering plant. Best example of one of the great, and strawberries are too, of the pollination situation. Without bees, you got no blueberries. And then you have to be careful because if you don't have your blueberries covered with some kind of a screen, the birds get them. And then they
yeah,
get them.
You know, it's good too.
Right, exactly. So did you know the blueberries have been around for 13,000 years?
Wow.
They have a lot of medicinal benefits as well as being yummy. They're the best thing you can possibly put in your body for your brain. Blueberries have something in them. Don't know what it is, but I remember reading this. As one, I have almost a full container of blueberries, like a pint of blueberries a day. Every day during the course of the program, I have blueberries out, strawberries out. I have raspberries, blackberries. I have bananas. And all those have different benefits. I don't necessarily think about the benefits. I just think that I like them. And it's nice if you like something and it has so much value to you. The difference between the wild blueberries and the commercially grown blueberries traced back to Elizabeth White and Frederick Koval. They figured out how to grow blueberries and cultivate them on their farm. And so now, today, we have them everywhere. A guy called me the other day and wanted to know if I wanted to buy a dozen blueberry plants. And I said, yeah, I'll put them in my garden. And then I haven't gotten back to them yet. This is not a good time of year to transplant stuff because things are getting dry. Best place, best time to transplant things, whether it's an apple tree, whether it's any kind of tree or plant, is either before Memorial Day or after Labor Day. So keep that in mind if you're doing a transplantation.
No.
Blueberries lower cholesterol levels, promote good heart health as well. Fight aging, cancer, brain function, as I said. Actually, it works against diabetes, too. So more and more people should be not only eating but cultivating blueberries in some way, shape, or form. If you have a house that has bushes around it, let's say you use bushes to decorate, get a blueberry bush and put that around your house. And then have some netting over it so the birds don't get all of the blueberries. But
the deer and the rabbits, they all like it.
They sure do. Yep. All right, so celebrate National Blueberry. Celebrate it all weekend long, as far as that's concerned. Do that. A couple of other things from the commercial food department. Subway has given its menu a major revamp. I don't know if you go to Subway or not. I actually was in there getting some sandwiches for the guys last weekend, and I walked in, and I didn't feel like I was in an old Subway. It wasn't. It's a new Subway. They have a lineup of 12 all-new sandwiches. You can order them by name or number. Oh, yeah, we're boiling it right down. Give me a number 3, please. Ever do that when you went to a restaurant? You would go to the fast food stuff and give me a number 5.
What sandwich place is it? Jersey Mike's. They prefer when you order by number rather than by name of the sandwiches.
Makes it so impersonal, though. If I'm going to have a sandwich, I want it to be made specially for me. Like what I do when I go into Subway.
Oh, yeah, alter them.
I get a veggie patty. And the veggie patty, obviously from its name, is a veggie. And then I put all the veggies on it. I'm standing here, I'm thinking as I look at the story of what you go in, you see a Subway, you stop in there, all of the toppings are right in front of you. I pick spinach, lettuce, tomato, sweet pickles. Let's see, what else do I put on them? Lettuce, yeah, a lot of that. And it's yummy, little mayonnaise. I'm like ordering right now. That's a Subway sandwich. So anyway, if you're a Subway fan and you haven't been into one lately, there's the news from them. Now, Taco Bell testing a tostada served on a giant Cheez-It. I can't imagine anything more horrible.
Don't get me wrong. I like Taco Bell and I like Cheez-Its, but I do not want to combine the two. Yeah. That just doesn't feel like my speed.
So how would it be if you had a bowl of soup? I oftentimes have, I don't eat this stuff, but if I have like a toasted organic chip, I'll put them in soup, or I'll have it with my soup. If I have, like, I had soup last night, and I had the little, these they're not tacos, but they're non, I have gluten intolerance, so it's gluten-free, and they're really yummy. Little, just enough salt on them. You don't do that in soup?
Oh, yeah, with, like, the corn chips or whatever. Sometimes I will for, like, a little bit of crunch, but I'm more of a bread dipper in soup.
Are you? Okay, well, that's not bad.
Rather than crackers, but no, like a good oyster cracker or Ritz in tomato soup, that's always really good.
Ritz crackers. Yum, they've been around forever. Here's the last item from the what's the newest in the menu department. A company in New Hampshire called Tamworth Distilling, shaking things up. This is an innovative effort to help eradicate the European green crab. I woke up this morning worried about this, but you did too, Jay. The House of Tamworth Crab Trapper is a whiskey made from old bourbon. It should be called aged bourbon. What's the difference between old bourbon and aged bourbon?
I don't know. Is that maybe the same as like bourbon versus whiskey?
Maybe.
Or champagne versus wine,
so
based on where it is.
This
is a cool concept because we think of invasive species, and they're taking these invasive species and turning them into alcohol.
Yeah. You want to drink a crab? There you go. Let's have some crab whiskey. Woohoo! I'll drink to that. What happened to Derek Chauvin? He was sentenced to jail yesterday. We're going to find out how long he's going to be in the slammer after this.
Ray Magliozzi here for eBay Motors. Okay, easy now. You're teaching your kid how to parallel park. Ouch! Turns out he likes to do it by feel. Don't worry, eBay Motors has bumpers, taillights, trunk lids, license plate holders, 122 million parts. Pull up just a little bit. And headlights. They've got lots of headlights. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors, let's ride.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips. And your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
Here's Brooke Burke for Skechers' new workout walker footwear.
Do you know the world's number one most popular form of exercise? It's walking. So you'd think that there would be tons of performance sneakers specifically made for walking, but there aren't. However, one company has you covered. Skechers, the comfort technology company, with their newest performance walking sneaker, Skechers Workout Walker. And it takes walking footwear to new heights. Because Skechers Workout Walker is fully loaded with all the technology you need to get the most out of your walk. It starts with a carbon-infused plate in the sole to add more spring to your step. Plus, it has Skechers Hyperburst foam for unbelievable cushion with incredible bounce. Plus, workout walkers feature Goodyear rubber for enhanced traction and durability, and ArchFit insoles with podiatrist-certified arch support for amazing comfort step after step. Make your walking workout more comfortable than ever with Skechers' new workout walker. Find them for men and women at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
All right, so let's find out what the latest is. There were two trials, remember, with Derek Chauvin? One of them was a federal trial. The other one was a local trial. This is the former Minneapolis policeman who shot Floyd, or he didn't shoot him. Derek Floyd by kneeling on his neck. Right. So he's got 21 years in prison for violation of his rights and 22 years in prison for killing him. Right? Is that how they got the federal sentence and his state sentence together? So he serves 18 years of the sentence before he's paroled. So it looks like they're, is he serving them together? I'm kind of confused by what the Bureau of Prisons has released here. He's going to be in, he'll spend the time in isolation, otherwise he'll get shivved.
Oh, you know that. Yeah. He will not make it out of prison if he is not in some kind of isolation.
Yeah, right. But do I have it right? 21 years, but that's being served concurrently. So that'll not set well with some people either. If you understand the system, there are two different things, the civil case and the capital murder case. And so he's gotten about the same time for both of them. And looks like they're going to be served together, which I don't think is right.
3 years in prison?
Yeah, but he's only going to have to serve 18 if I read this correctly, right? Yeah, exactly. Very confusing. The system here is very confusing. Anyway, so he's the judge was really took a shot at him, too. Did you see that? The judge had minced no words when it came to pronouncing the sentence on him. I thought, you know, under the circumstances, well, judges don't usually, they usually take whatever the jury says and, okay, here's the sentence, blah, blah, blah. His name is Paul Magnuson. He's the judge. He told Chauvin, quote, "I really don't know why you did what you did, but kneeling on someone until they expire is simply wrong, and for that, you should be punished." So he got 252 months, but he's already been in jail for 7, so the judge took that off. And so you look at Chauvin's eyes, and there's something, you know how we talk about these young kids who, I was at dinner last night with a couple of friends, and one of them was a police officer, and the other one was a doctor. And we were talking about this latest thing, the 21-year-old who shot it up in Chicago. And you look in their, we say this a lot, you look in their eyes, these are always young, 18, 19, 20, 21-year-old white guys, with this madness, this look in their eyes. And I'm looking at a picture of Chauvin, I thought this last night, he looks kind of the same way. He's got that maniacal look.
Very, very dark eyes.
Yeah. Right.
Like just straight up evil in them. It's almost like the pupils are dilated to where you can't even see the iris.
How do guys like this get to be cops? That's the question I have. Here's a reminder about how you can take care of your needs when it comes to term insurance. Easy way to buy insurance and give you peace of mind at the same time is to go to Term Provider. They shop all of the top insurance carriers, and you get the best possible deal. All you have to do is call them at 800-230-2777. That's 800-230-2777. They'll help you like they've helped tens of thousands of other folks find the lowest cost, the term insurance which is necessary for peace of mind. So call this number now. Get the price, 800-230-2777, 10 before the hour.
That sounds like a job for the new head of RV surgery.
Wait, are you promoting me?
Congrats, Martinez.
Doctor, that RV's flatlining!
Well, that sounds like a job for the new head of nursing.
So you're just promoting everyone now?
Yeah, kind of looks that way, doesn't it?
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates covered subject to policy terms.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows, Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You would see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
It's 53 past the hour of farm food and family time on the Friday Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. There was a fire. This is a good warning for people who are on the farm, but also it kind of tells you what's going on sometimes where food is being grown and how it's being grown. So we have a lesson in all of that right after this.
Paid for by government.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
All right, so here's kind of a weird story, Jay. The farm, a lot of land on a farm burned after the equipment on the farm sparked a fire. This is in Maui, in Lahaina. Is that how you pronounce it?
Lahaina.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, in that area. This is where a whole lot of fruits are grown, pineapples especially, this area. So apparently they had to close this off. This is a very heavily trafficked. I know this area. I've been there for a long time, but I remember driving by there and thinking, God, what beautiful it is. It's a beautiful place. But apparently the fire was sparked by some equipment being operated in a lot that was next to the growing area and next to the highway. So they contained the fire. But this is one of the things that people may or may not know about what goes on the farm. There are lots and lots and lots, especially modern farming, pieces of equipment. And sometimes, depending on how things are on the farm, There's old equipment, and some of the old, smaller engines that are fueled by gasoline, they develop leaks. And the leaks, you know, if the engine gets hot, kaboom. Mm. And if you're in an area where there's a lot of undergrowth, it is not dissimilar to the situation in Northern California that sparked all those fires that killed all those people. It's the same kind of thing. Except, you know, sometimes they use these pieces of equipment when they're cutting the brush, which is something that PG&E doesn't do enough of. They put it into a chipper. And the wood chipper is powered, I have one that's powered by a power takeoff on the tractor, but most of the time they have their own power supply. And some of these guys are really careless, and they spill fuel on the ground.
And going to autopilot because they're so used to doing things.
Right.
Yeah,
exactly.
It's amazing this wasn't worse. It was 2.5 acres, and there were homes nearby that if this had spread, but fortunately it didn't. They were able to get it out.
Those of you, this is also something that will affect the price of milk. The story about Dairy Farmers of America. This is a group that I've railed against because they're a horror show, and they have a new president. Okay, so they have a new president. The last guy who ran the company that preceded Dairy Farmers of America, Dean Foods, got paid a $3 million bonus to screw farmers and get the price of milk down to $16, $17 a hundredweight when it costs. I remember when I was milking, my costs were $22 a hundredweight. And you say, wait a minute, what about milk comes in quarts and gallons? Well, it's actually measured by the pound when it comes out of a cow. And when it's shipped to the processing plant, it's like a cow. The average cow will give you 40, 50 pounds of milk a day. If it's a good cow, it's 60 or 70. I was at an auction, a cattle auction, a month or so ago, and the auctioneer is telling those who are the buyers, this cow is good for 70 pounds a day or 80 pounds. That sounds kind of foreign, Jay, doesn't it? Because we don't know. On the farm, we know what a pound of milk is, but we don't know what a quart is. How come they don't do it by the quart? Because it's easier to measure by the pound. That's why they do it that way. Anyway, so... those of you who wonder about the cost of milk or the sort of things, one company, now it's DFA, controls, and they call it Dairy Farmers of America, but it's like a government program. It's the same company that went bankrupt, only with a different name. That's all. So they have a new leader. You know, I would say, so what? After all of that, 59 past the hour.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.